All right. Any question for you guys? Because this story came out today.
Oh.
Worst mistake by every NFL team this year. Ooh. Worst mistake by every NFL team. And when the only one we care about is the Texans. Right? Worst mistake that the Texans made this year.
Even though it was only for a half, starting Savage over Deshaun Watson.
Oh, I'm going to go worse than that. See, everybody's, I'm off.
I'm just, like, I mean, nationally.
Your boy Manny, Manny was, I'm done with this team. Any team that could have Tom Savage, really, a backup quarterback, we're all. And they started for a half. They made a mistake for a half. It didn't mean
anything.
It was
a brutal mistake.
It was one half.
It was a brutal mistake.
But it was one half.
Yeah. But considering, it was one half. But considering who was behind him and what he did.
Maybe they wanted to bring him along slowly. You can understand that. Oh, well. And they didn't. They said was, okay, we made a mistake and we're going to fix it.
They couldn't identify the clear difference.
But
the
at least
two.
They didn't go like three games. Well, they went half.
Yeah, because he was so damn bad. They had to make the switch.
Right. Well, they didn't realize, though, that Jacksonville's defensive line was actually. And oh, by the way, when Deshaun got in, he sucked too against them.
Really, my biggest deal with Bill O'Brien is just his. The long-term prospect of him being here kind of doesn't frighten me because, look, I'm not a huge Texas fan, but I just feels like he's unable to make decisions that for the future. I can't understand how everyone pretty much saw, why are we starting Tom Savage here? Why are we even playing him? What's the point?
Right.
And everyone, but I get it. You said, let's give him a shot. But why would you end it at a half if you thought he was any good?
Well, apparently, again, the team that whispers more than any team ever. And now there's another whisper out there.
A new whisper?
There's a new...
Is this Game of Thrones?
There's a new...
Do we
new,
have a
yes.
freaking eunuch just walking around whispering and getting stuff going?
Yep.
What the hell is this?
By the way, Littlefinger on Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders is pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
But by the way, so the new whisper is that Bill O'Brien wanted Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round instead of Sua Filo.
Of course he did.
But Jimmy Garoppolo was not on Rick Smith's board. Second round board.
Oh boy.
No, these are the guys you can choose from. And Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't on there. Apparently Bill O'Brien wanted, but see, now just, hey, guess what's happening over here? Bill O'Brien wanted Jimmy Garoppolo.
Johns.
But Rick Smith's so stupid, he didn't even have him as a second rounder.
Lord Snow, I've heard that Jimmy Garoppolo was on the board, but you didn't want him.
What? Why is Littlefinger? What the hell is happening here?
Littlefinger.
So many. Everyone. I wanted Derek Carr the whole time.
Guess what? How stupid you are.
Yeah.
No. But Rick still. Smith wanted Derek Carr, only he couldn't take him. Because you can't take a brother of a guy who sucked. Okay? But that's not. I don't think so. I think, and everybody lauding, and this is theirs too, Rick Smith for getting rid of Brock. You had to give up a second round pick. You screwed up so badly that to get rid of Brock, and oh, by the way, you could have ate the money. You didn't need that. You didn't even use that money.
They couldn't eat the money.
What do you mean they couldn't eat it?
They couldn't eat it.
Yes, they could have eaten.
No, they were getting Tony Romo, so they couldn't have eaten.
Yeah, you
can't. Right. Tony Romo's here playing. I forgot.
They couldn't have eaten the money.
That's right. They couldn't get an offensive tackle because they had Tony Romo.
All the things they couldn't have done.
Oh, that's right. They couldn't keep Brock and just eat the money because of Tony Romo.
Nope. They needed the money for Tony Romo.
No, guess what? They didn't get Tony Romo. They didn't use the money. They didn't get an offensive tackle.
That's hindsight, John. That's just hindsight.
They don't have a second round pick,
John. That's why we can't. That's why the media is so trash. That's hindsight, John. We knew you. We all knew Tony Romo. We all knew because we all knew Tony Romo would have loved to have come here, and it just didn't work out.
Team is so garbage. It got outbid by CBS.
Do you know what the problem is? What the problem is right now in the league? That Sashi Brown isn't around anymore. So Rick Smith can't get over on anybody.
I'll see.
You see? Now Rick Smith lost his punching bag.
How dope would it be next, like this off? Because Rick's not going anywhere.
And did he really get over on Sashi Brown?
No. Not in that one, but he did on Deshaun.
Well, Sashi, apparently they don't like quarterbacks in Cleveland.
No, Sashi was just over here hoarding all the picks he could possibly get. Hey, Sashi, you could use one on a quarterback.
No.
You could use one of those.
No, quarterbacks aren't important.
You know what? The Browns may be good someday because they have all these picks and all these players, and that's all they have to do is go get a good quarterback. And it's going to be because of Sacha Brown. You watch that. The rhetoric is going to be the story is going to be in the future. Sacha Brown actually turned the Browns around.
Oh, yeah. Sam Hinkie. He's Sam Hinkie. Yeah, people are going to laud him like they hate him now. But much like Sam Hinkie and Joel Embiid's playing and blah, 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 although the Sixers haven't played well recently, he's going to be the new Sam Hinkie.
Well, that's why I want to bring this up is, okay, Rick's not going anywhere, so we're good with that.
Just shut up.
Let me finish real quickly. He's not going anywhere, so Bob McNair is going to step in and say, Rick, you got to bring somebody else on. Sacha Brown.
Shut up. Oh, my God. He's going to be the Dan Reeves?
What is Sacha
Brown is going to come in here.
He's on Rick's staff.
Remember when Dan Reeves came in here? Oh, we want you to take a look at everything that's going on. Charlie Castle's like, what the bleep? Why are you bringing Dan Reeves in here?
This isn't a, take a look. This is a, he's on a full-time.
Oh, this is a Wade Phillips.
Yes.
You can't run. You don't know anything about defense. We're hiring Bum Phillips for you.
Look, we all know that Bill O'Brien is Littlefinger, and he's sitting in the corner putting up all these ideas about what Rick Smith did or didn't do. And he's sitting there with the big smile on his face, and then all of a sudden Bob McNair's going to turn around and go, he's going to go all sans on him, and he'll get his neck, and Rick's going to be able to slit his neck. NFL speak, Rick Smith's going to be able to fire him
on Bloody
directly.
Monday. Yeah. On Bloody Monday,
Bill O'Brien's with the whispers, I'm going to Jimmy Garoppolo, and he thinks he's getting over. Bob McNair's going to turn to Rick Smith and go, take him out.
We're going to tell McNair. This is the bloody draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to directly fire Bill O'Brien.
He's going to slit his throat.
McNair, there's a quarterback I want you to look at. His name is Jimmy Garoppolo. He's just walking in all little finger Bill O'Brien. Ugh.
Hey, I want Jimmy Garoppolo. I wanted Jimmy Garoppolo, and Rick didn't even have him on his board.
Bob, I wanted to start Deshaun this whole time.
The whole time.
And he said, no, Tom is starting.
Tom, he walked in my office, said, no, it's Tom Savage, damn it.
Oh. Why can't the Texans just be the phrase and get just wiped out?
No. 816 ESPN 97.5, that's terrible.
Yeah, let's just restart this whole thing.
Do Control-Alt-Delete? No.
Stop saying that. We're not going to start killing all the Texans.
Well, I mean, not kill them. Just sell off
just
the team.
Restart. I wish the inmates would just run the prison at this
point.
It's
not the bloody wedding. The red wedding.
Can't we get an inmate riot?
Yeah.
Just have these guys just say, bleep this, and just take over the whole prison.
No, we can't have a prison takeover.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.